Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Good day and welcome to the quarterly All VR conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Robert Path. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you and good afternoon to everybody on the phone. Thank you for joining us, and I hope everybody had a fantastic holiday, and we want to wish you a happy new year. Just by means of update, we really don't have a whole lot to share in terms of any breaking news for us, but just a reminder, because we have received a couple of questions concerning the shutdown and its potential impact on Social Security, and I can tell you that we were fully funded for the entire fiscal year as of October 1st. So the shutdown should have no impact on SSA or SSA services in terms of field offices and so forth. It doesn't affect us with Ticket to Work and any of the functionality that we provide or service that we provide to you otherwise. So I just want to share that with you as a reminder. We do not have any sort of systems updates in regards to the fixes. We are pushing forward and working very collaboratively with our systems partners for a March release that should address some significant issues that we've been having. I do want to mention that Carol is on the agenda in regards to providing TPR updates, but our updates are essentially that we are hoping to have TPR included in that release in March. So, again, just by means of reminder, we do not have any updates to share, but we are moving forward, and March will be here shortly. That's the good news. So, for right now, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Candace.
Good afternoon, everybody. I went over the ticket not assigned cases on the prior call, but I've had a few requests from the VRs to explain it more in depth, so I'm going to go over this. And if you have any questions after this, please contact me directly by email or by phone. But basically, if the beneficiary has a ticket, it's assignable, and you're receiving VR services from the VR under cost reimbursement, you should be placing your ticket in use SVR. The procedural change was done April 1st, 2012, from our Associate Commissioner Bob Williams at that time. There are circumstances when the ticket is not assignable or you reported timely and SSA has no record of this and your claim was denied. For these particular cases, please send a request to the help desk with documentation of the attempt to assign the ticket, and Raquel will forward the information to me and I will review the process and do the reconsideration request myself. Again, if you have any questions prior to submitting the claim, you can contact me directly at candace.whaley@ssa.gov or my phone number 410-594-2122. I do want to add that we're working on some changes in SSA to see if we can benefit both you and the VR, but right now this is the policy that we have enforced. If you don't have any questions, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Shada Roper. And she's going to discuss the 610 denials with you.
Good afternoon, everyone, and Happy New Year. First call of the year, first call of the new year. We know you're still receiving 610 denials for 950s. The problem goes back to something that Rob just spoke about earlier. It's the systems problem. So what happens is you're receiving a $0 amount, and we are not able to give you that 950 code to represent that denial right now. So the workaround is, once again, since this is a notice issue, you can email me directly to get that correct notice information out. It is not actually a 610 savings to the trust fund denial, but a run out of money on that particular a claimant's account information. So we're not denying you per se, but we just don't have any money on that record to pay you. If you receive these 610s that you're wondering, why is it a 610? You were pretty sure that this person was going to produce savings to the trust fund. They're not, you know, of that age or anything. And it was a 950 issue. Please email me directly, and I will get the correct notice information to you. I believe that's it for the 610 950 issue. That is one of the fixes that we're trying to get resolved in that March release. As Rob said, we have several things going on, so we're hoping that we will have that fixed so that you can see that the 950 amounted in $0. But as of right now, please go ahead and contact me personally. You can send an email to the help desk, and Raquel will get it to you, especially if it says anything about the notices. She'll definitely make sure that I receive it so that you can have the corrected notice information. And that is it for now, so I will turn it over to Raquel.
Good afternoon, everyone. Happy New Year. I know there was a question in regards to the notices of determination and when the notices are sent. If it is a denial, as soon as the claim is processed, that close of business, the notice is generated. If it's a payment, that is something different. We have to, you know, it goes through to SSA's finance department, and then it takes about 7 to 10 business days for it to get wired to your bank account. At that time, when it shows as paid is when those notices actually go out. So if you're a VR that has payment release dates, meaning you put your stuff on hold to one particular date of the month, then just know once that date comes, you still have to remember that you still have 7 to 10 business days after that before the claim actually is processed and paid. Not processed, but paid. The payment's paid and the wire goes out. So that's why there is a difference in the dates that you're receiving the actual notices of determination. And if you're finding that you're not getting your notices at all, do what you have been doing, which is email me at the VR Help Desk, and we'll make sure that you get a copy sent out to you. That's not a problem. In regards to claim processing procedure, a couple people asked for what is the process now. When you upload your claims, each claim, you could upload 100, 200 claims. Each individual claim is getting assigned to a different technician or analyst. It is not going to the same person. So immediately when you submit your uploads, it's being assigned to, it has someone's name connected to it on our side. That's why you're finding sometimes there's a difference in the timing of when you're getting actually the claim process, because I may have one claim, Candace may have one claim, even though we're not the technicians technically that are processing the majority of the claims. I'm just saying name-wise, it could go out to 5-6 different people depending on the amount of claims that you upload. And you also have to remember that they're first in, first out. So some claims that you may be putting in today, you have to remember it's going to take a whole lot of time. Our pending claim list is pretty large, you know, so it definitely takes some time. But if you're finding that your claims are at least 60 days or more past due, once it hits that mark, then please feel free to reach out to me at the VR Help Desk, and I will definitely look into if there's an issue or if it just needs to be taken care of ASAP. So please do not forget to contact me. I just ask that if it's not at least 60 days past due, then if you could hold off on sending an email in regards to it, because, again, we're done first in, first out. The C3 notices, I've been noticing that some VRs may send questions in regards to, hey, is there a new process for the C3 notices? I'm not receiving my notices. Something that we have changed here on our end, we don't want you all to get 650 denials because we're not receiving the documentations we're requesting for C3 notices. So what I've asked the technician and analyst to do now is once the diary expires, they're to email me. So I'm sure some of you have been noticing that I'll email you and say, hey, we sent you this C3 notice on this date. We're extending your diary another 30 days requesting documentation. That is something new that we just started. But if you're finding that you're not receiving initially your C3 notices, I know some of you are on top of it. You're checking the portal. You know it before I know it that you're even supposed to get a C3 notice. Some of you return the documentation the same day, and I think that's awesome. But, again, if you're noticing that you're not receiving your C3 notices at all, again, email the VR Help Desk, and we'll definitely look into that because it could just be a matter of a system error, address is not updated, something like that. So we need to check on that. That is it for C3 notices. Untimely waiver requests. These emails should always, always, always go to our team lead, Janelle Bratcher. She will be the one that responds to your request in regards to an untimely waiver. If it does go to myself or the BR Help Desk or Shada or Candace, just know that it's going to get forwarded to Janelle. She may ask us for backup documentation in regards to it, or she may contact you all directly, but the response will come from Janelle, whether it's yay or nay. State VR directory. You know, I try to send it to you all at least twice a year. What I've been doing is I usually send out the copy that I currently have to your regional coordinator. It's just much easier for them to track 10 or 11 VRs as opposed to me trying to keep track of all 74 active VRs. So just look for it in the next day or two. I will be sending to the regional coordinators the version of the state VR directory that I have right now that I'm using. And they should be forwarding it to you and asking you to update any changes, updates, if you have a new director, any type of information that needs to be updated on that directory, if you could take care of that and then send it back to them. Or you can send it directly to me. It doesn't matter. I just wanted to give you guys a heads up to basically be looking for that. And then if you don't hear anything from your regional coordinator within a week or so, definitely let me know. You know, because, I asked them to forward that information to you all. Fiscal year 2019 cost formula, that's just a reminder that they've been flowing in. Keep in mind that if you have claims that have any type of fiscal year 19 dates on it, they're basically going to be placed on hold until we get that information. You may even receive a denial on it. So the quicker you get that information into us, the quicker you get your money. I will let you know that I just had a brain freeze and I can't remember what I was going to let you know. I'm sorry, I don't remember. Hopefully it'll come back to me. The CSAVR, I'm not sure who's participating, who's not, but it is coming up in April. I believe it's April 9th and 10th in Bethesda, as always. So hopefully, for the states that get lots of money and can fly into Maryland, hopefully we look forward to seeing you. The same crew will be there, hopefully. Never know. There may be new faces. So definitely look forward to that. On-site training. I actually have Ms. Linda Custis here with us because for those of you who don't know, Linda Custis handles all of our on-site training. So when you email me with new employees asking to set up training, I always refer you to Linda. So she's actually going to discuss some possible dates for the upcoming training. Ms. Linda?
Hi, everyone. Just want to let you know
that we're looking at, for the next training days, we're looking at February 20th through the 21st. That's the first two sets of dates, and that's on a Wednesday and a Thursday. And then the second dates we're looking at is April 11th and 12th, which is during the same week of CSAVR. Now, we have six people coming both times, but we couldn't hold everyone for the CSAVR week because we had people who have new staff that need their training far in advance than April. So that's the way it's all set up. Thank goodness this time I have my confirmation for my rooms that's already set. If you have questions, please email me. My email address is lynda.custis@ssa.gov. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Linda. I'm actually going to turn it back over to Candace to go into the 310 denials for us. Candace?
Hi, everyone. We've had some denials that we've had to process lately because of the 310 denial. Basically, when you send in a claim asking us to adjust your refunded expenditure, we cannot do that. The system does not allow it. So anytime you send in a claim with us to adjust your claim, We cannot do that. It's going to have to be denied a 310. You can resubmit the claim with the correct expenditures that have been refunded, and you can do a recon, but make sure that you send us that information when you process that recon request. So please do not put in remarks. Please adjust the claim for the refunded expenditures. Again, we cannot do that. I'm sorry we have to deny the claim, but the system does not allow us to put anything negative into the system.
Thank you, Candace. I believe at this time we don't have anything else left on our agenda other than questions and answers. So, operator, we're going to go ahead and open up the lines, if you would, please, for any questions.
Thank you. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Also, if you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute button is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. You may also enter questions at any time throughout the webinar by using the chat feature located in the lower left corner of your screen. Once again, star 1 at this time for questions, and we'll pause to give everyone the opportunity to signal. And our first question will come from Eugenia Cox with State of Oregon.
Surprise, surprise, it's Eugenia. Happy New Year.
Surprise, surprise, Happy New Year, Eugenia.
Hey, starting from the TPR updates, when he mentioned that that was going to be updated in the portal, does that mean that the functionality is going to be updated in the portal, or the actual TPRs are going to be updated in the portal? Client updates. Because we haven't, and after that's been updated, when are we going to get training on those?
So, Eugenia, I'll have to check with Katie and some of our folks that are more closely involved in these discussions to get additional information to answer your question, and we can do that.
Yeah, and I think it's just to update everybody so you know when the portal, when the TPRs are due, but again, you have to allow us for time for training everybody. I heard somebody trying to
answer.
Hi, Bob.
I'm on the call.
Hey, Katie.
Hi, Eugenia.
Hi.
Rob was talking about we're having a systems release to correct some things at the very end of March, and there's some problems with the TPR logic that we need to correct before we can even think of starting TPR selections again. So that is what we were alerting you to, is that we're fixing some things behind the scenes. You will definitely get noticed way in advance before we start TPRs and before there's anything you might need to in the portal. You will get started.
Okay, so it's going to be later than March then that we have to worry about it.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely.
Okay. And with the 400 denials, this goes way back since I'm one of the older folks. We were at this point in time that we were submitting all our client information to Maximus at the time. They had record of all our attempts, and we were only required to attempt to put that ticket in use. And so I kept records going back to 2007. So when I get these 400 denials, I literally have to send you my attempt, which is a whole file of clients for that particular given month. And not everybody has the ability or knows where those types of things would be to be able to challenge this. And again, we were only required to attempt because we can't deny services to anybody based on ticket. So this 400 denial is new to us, because people don't know that at the time, because our cases aren't just necessarily ones that are current. They may be back. So I can physically prove most of my attempts to put these tickets in use, but not everybody can.
Okay. Candace is actually going to respond to you.
Okay, Eugenia, just like we had two claims that you resubmitted to me and I made sure that you showed me proof, the bottom line is I still have the exception file. I have the files from 2006 to 2012 that I review thoroughly. A lot of times if the system does not show anything that shows that the ticket was, that you tried to get the ticket assigned or you did not report, then that bottom line is it has to be denied. What you can do, and like I said earlier, please, if you have any questions and you know that it's not showing any information on your ticket, contact me directly, and I can process your claim for you before you even have to submit the reconsideration. I have no problem with that. But right now we have to go by procedure.
Okay. So you do have the records that we made that we sent to Maximus then?
Yes, I have the exception box. Yes.
Okay. So you sent out, so we may not have to dig for these files to prove that
correct.
The attempts were made.
If it was updated to the DCF, sometimes if you have a password on one of the files and it's not on there and I can't get in, then that's usually when you're going to have to send it to me.
Okay.
There are
some
passwords that I cannot get into.
Okay, yeah, and I don't think we had to password protect them when we sent them to Maximus because it was a secure portal that we sent them through, so. Okay.
Right.
Okay, yeah, I was just worried that people were going to have to dig to locate these things, and they may not have the ability to do that. I can, but not everybody can.
We are going to have to move forward to the next caller.
Okay.
Thank you. And next we'll go to Sharon Pelkington with Division of Vocational Rehabilitation.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, Sharon, we can hear you.
Okay, my question is untimely waiver request. I'm sorry, I do not know what that means.
Good question. Sometimes VR may have some type of system issue. There's a lot of reasons why a VR will reach out sometimes and ask us to do what's called an untimely waiver request. And basically what they're saying is, hey, we know that this claim should have been submitted 6 months ago. And for whatever reason, fire, you know, things that are not under the VR's control, they reach out to us, and it has to be a good reason. It can't be a staff change, you know, things like that where, you know, God forbid if it's something like a death, of course we take that into consideration. But if it's just a matter of someone got promoted and there's no one in the position and your claims have just been sitting there, then that's going to be denied. But when you do have some type of issue that's out of your control, then the VR will email Janelle and ask for what's called an untimely waiver, meaning none of the claims that you submit within a certain period will be denied for 620.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
And moving on, we have a follow-up from Eugenia Cox, State of Oregon.
Oh, I thought there would be people ahead of me. But can I ask further questions?
Go ahead.
Okay. When I've been getting my notices of determination in the mail, I've been receiving some blank envelopes. Some of them, sometimes they're sealed, sometimes they're not. So I'm not sure if there was actually supposed to be a claim in there, which worries me a lot because there's a lot of information on that statement. Is there somebody that checks those? Is this automatically generated out of a machine? Because I'm, like I said, I'm worried about the PII in there and whether it got removed from at the post office or whether it just didn't make it into the envelope at Social Security.
Hey, Eugenia, are you saying that when you receive it, the envelope is already open and it's empty? Or is it sealed and empty?
One of them was sealed and partially open on the side, and one of them was just not sealed at all. And so I've asked you on one of them. I said, was there actually a statement supposed to be in there?
Yeah, because they're not created by us. That's all system generated. You know, we don't have anyone that actually does that here. So if you're finding from your pending claim list that you have claims that are processed and you see that, hey, I had 10 claims processed, but I only received 8 and 2 were empty, then we could do as a matter of, you know, deduction, try to figure out which ones, you know, you're missing. But as far as
we don't know. We don't know how many you would have processed. All we know is how many envelopes we received.
You don't know from your pending claim list how many claims are processed?
Yeah, but we don't know when we're going to get the envelope. We're across this country, And sometimes they just come different days and different times. Sometimes it takes a week and a half. Sometimes it takes 2 weeks. Sometimes we don't know when we're going to get them, the actual notices of determination in the mail.
Okay, we'll look into that then, and we'll follow up.
Okay, and then I don't know if when you're telling people about the cost formula, if anybody needs the spreadsheet for the cost formula, let me know, or I'm sure that you guys will send it out to them as well.
They get a copy of that when they get the letter. When the letter that was sent out, they receive that. Thanks.
Thank you.
And there are no further phone questions at this time.
Do you get this?
No further questions? I just have one final reminder that our second quarter all VR call will be Tuesday, April 16th.
It's Rob's birthday.
It's Rob's birthday.
Oh.
Okay, on the 16th. I don't remember when you call in. If you're the first caller, Eugenia, you got to sing happy birthday to Rob. Whoever's the first caller for a question that day, you're going to sing to Rob, so get your lungs right. And if anybody's a Dallas Cowboys fan like Raquel.
Now you're going to
just kidding.
Yeah.
So our next call is Tuesday, April 16th at 3 p.m. Until then, everyone on this call knows how to reach us via our help desk email, and we will follow up with you as soon as possible.
And I just want to thank my team for all their efforts. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks to all of you out there.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great afternoon, evening. Go Cowboys!
Thank you, everyone. And that does conclude today's conference. We'd like to thank everyone for their participation. You may now disconnect.